Our scripture today comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. And it begins by Jesus saying, "I assure you that whoever doesn't enter into the sheep pen through the gate, but climbs over the wall, is a thief and an outlaw. The one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The guard at the gate opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Whenever he has gathered all of his sheep, he goes before them and they follow him, because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger, but will run away, because they don't know the stranger's voice." Those who heard Jesus use this analogy didn't understand what he was saying. So Jesus spoke again, "I assure you that I am the gate of the sheep. All who come before me were thieves and outlaws, but the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief enters only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came so that they could have life. Indeed, so that they could have life to the fullest." Please pray with me. Lord, we thank you for this scripture passage today. We ask that you would open our hearts and minds and ears to hear what it is you have for us today. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you always. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, sheep are funny creatures. They are creatures of habit. When they find a spot with their favorite thing to munch on, they will continue to eat or overgraze, as they call it in range management circles, until that piece of pasture they're on is completely decimated and almost impossible to restore. Not only is it difficult for the plants to come back, but often their overgrazing can cause major soil erosion, which can adversely affect streams and waterways. The other thing that you could say about sheep is that they have this herd mentality. They like to huddle in groups, mainly because it protects them from predators. In the absence of predators, though, or in the case of lambs, sheep can become wanderers. And while this huddling together is good for safety, it also can increase overgrazing. Huddling together for safety causes overgrazing. That sounds a lot like what's happening in my house right now. Today in the church calendar, we are celebrating Good Shepherd Sunday, and so we will be looking at the imagery and metaphors that Jesus uses in the Gospel of John to describe himself and his relationship to God, us, and the world. And it's helpful to know that Jesus is speaking to the scribes and Pharisees, but also within earshot of others gathered. The scripture starts off with rather strong language, referring to the religious leaders as thieves and outlaws. And he's critical of the way that they are interpreting and living out the law. He then talks about the gate, the gatekeeper, and the shepherd, and then the sheep. And what often happens when using metaphors is that they can be difficult to understand, and also they tend to break down at some point. Here Jesus refers to himself as the gate, and then later in verse 11, he calls himself the shepherd. Today I'm just going to talk about one of those images, that of Jesus as the shepherd. Jesus used this imagery of sheep and the shepherd in our scripture today for a couple of reasons. One, it was the current cultural context of being an agrarian society. And two, it was familiar imagery used in the Hebrew scriptures, such as in Psalm 23 and the story of David and Ezekiel. Jesus says, "The one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The guard opens the gate for the shepherd, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Whenever he has gathered all his sheep, he goes before them and they follow him." Unlike shepherding in the Western world, where the shepherd follows the sheep, in Jesus' world, the Mediterranean world, the shepherd leads the sheep by calling them, and they still do that today. The shepherd will often name his sheep and call them by their name. If you think back to the beginning of the sermon, you might say we have similarities to sheep. We tend to be creatures of habit. We like safety and we tend to wander. We have a tendency to listen to the wrong voices sometimes, voices that can lead us astray. And here's a meme to illustrate. So like these sheep, these voices can be in the form of advertisements that convince us that we need the biggest and the best, or this or that beauty product, or this kind of plastic surgery, or it might even be a political figure or an unreliable news source. These may be voices urging you to make bad choices. Let go of that sobriety, have the affair, go on that porn site, cheat on your taxes, hold on to that resentment. Sometimes the voices can be closer to home. Maybe there are voices at your workplace or family or from your past that tell you you just aren't good enough. Sometimes the wrong voice may even be your own, the voice that speaks from unhealed places in your heart. Jesus tells us today that there's good news, that there is a better way, that there is a way of quieting those thieving voices that rob us of love and joy. He is the voice that can drown out all the other voices, all that other noise. Jesus is the voice that knows you and calls you by name, the voice that will lead us, all of us, to the greenest, most nutritious pasture, the voice that wants only the best for us, if only we will listen. Amen.